This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. One of the most dangerous drugs is being found in the most unexpected places. The government's latest studies indicate that the production and use of methamphetamine is escalating, especially in rural areas. NPR's Howard Berkus reports.
Just outside Williston, North Dakota, green, stubby fields break off into rocky bluffs and deep gullies called coulees.
A lot of good juneberries out here in these coulees. Make good pie. But this goes on for miles. It follows the river.
Williams County Sheriff Scott Bushing steers his Chevy Suburban along a faint dirt track in what would be a hunting, fishing, and four-wheel drive paradise if it wasn't for the methamphetamine labs hidden among the juneberries.
We have the remoteness. You could hide a herd of pachyderms out here and never see them. And the fact that anhydrous is readily available, or has been.
Anhydrous is a form of ammonia used to make meth, a highly addictive stimulant, also known as speed, which is smoked, snorted, swallowed, or injected. Farmers use anhydrous ammonia for fertilizer and store it in tanks accessible to meth makers.
They found out this was a great place to get anhydrous ammonia. You can go out here in any given night and crawl on a tank, open her up, and take what you need. I've seen them carry it in coolers and ice cream buckets, and this stuff is really deadly.
Farmers reported weekly thefts of anhydrous ammonia until the state had them lock their tanks. More than 300 meth labs were discovered in North Dakota last year. Since 1998, 34,000 labs were busted in rural places nationwide, more than in cities and suburbs combined.
The brother of the woman that lives next door to me was sent to the pen. He's in the pen right now for methamphetamine manufacturing. He was living with her at the time.
Marlis Wilder is an assistant state prosecutor in Williston who finds neighborhood connections to meth.
We had a methamphetamine lab about three blocks from my house. Both neighbors on both sides, their families have been touched by methamphetamine fairly seriously. I think I live in a fairly safe neighborhood. Now, do we need to get paranoid over that? Probably not. It's very real. It's very much part of this community.
Meth is filling jails, straining policing, taxing social services, and threatening children and neighbors with exposure to toxic chemicals. It's also persistently addictive.
When I was growing up here, if you went to a party, you had a beer. If you go to a party now, it's very likely that there's going to be methamphetamine there. A beer you might be able to try on and off over a number of years before it becomes an issue, an addiction issue. Methamphetamine is virtually instant addiction, and it's a severe addiction. I mean, it's a one-time thing, literally.
And it's powerful. One meth addict in Williston claims the drug kept him awake 22 straight days. Meth and alcohol share an atmosphere of abuse, suggests Sheriff Scott Bushing as he patrols rural Williams County.
We rank highest in the nation out here for underage drinking and for young people that will get into a motor vehicle with somebody who has been drinking. Our stats are pretty much higher than anybody else. So we have that mindset out here already of substance abuse.
Rural places generally report the highest rates of binge drinking and driving while intoxicated. We have risk takers out here, Bushing says, which may explain the attraction to meth in rural North Dakota.
This was settled by really hardy, independent individuals who kind of did it their own way and did it the way they wanted to. And some of that's kind of leaked over to the younger generations, and they just do it their way.
This isn't just homespun philosophy. It's part of the thinking at Mercy Recovery Center in Williston, where Don Wahoos is manager.
I think that it's been part of our culture since we were settled here, primarily Scandinavian and German settlements, both of which alcohol was a significant part of their lifestyle. We perpetuated, we kept that. We're kind of mavericks out here, you know, we'll do what we want. We'll tolerate a great deal of alcohol abuse,
which lays the foundation for abuse of other substances, including meth. We talked to meth users in Williston at the end of a group session at the Mercy Recovery Center.
What, is there three or four of you that have used meth? Do you want to stop using it?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Well, the rest of us can go into the group room Do you guys want to talk to him?
Yeah, I'll stay and talk.
The addicts blame their meth use on harsh childhoods, the quest for higher highs, the money they get from dealing, and boredom. Buzz is a 40-year-old New York native who moved to North Dakota as a kid to escape the mean streets of the city.
There's nothing else for people to do around here, you know, except either go out, get drunk, or get high. There's no activities, unless you count the bowling alley, but I think that's the biggest reason for all the drug and alcohol uses that we see up here, is there's nothing else for anybody to do.
That's something Sheriff Scott Bushing rejects as he drives a two-lane blacktop out of Williston.
We're out in the weeds, but we've still got indoor pools, and we've got hockey rinks all over town. We've got bunches of movie theaters, school programs and church programs, 4-H. If you're into hunting and fishing and outdoor sports and snowmobiles and motorcycle racing and things, there's tons of things to do out here. You know, I don't buy into that there's nothing to do excuse, so let's fry our brains.
19-year-old Casey is an addict with an answer to that.
You know, you can't hardly believe that they can sit there and say that there's stuff for kids to do, hunting and fishing. Well, yeah, kid's going to go hunting and fishing, he's got to have someone to take him. What else do you do? There is nothing that it's attract. Like he said, the bowling alley. Well, the bowling alley is like a chicken stop, man. You can go there and score drugs.
And an addict named Steven finds cooking meth entertaining, especially in abandoned farmhouses.
Those are the funnest. Because you go look around, find antiques, and wait while it cooks. So you can sit there and look around.
The addicts and the sheriff do agree on some things. Locking anhydrous ammonia tanks has meth heads crossing into Montana, where locks haven't caught on yet. Meth makes users paranoid, impulsive, and violent, so violent crime is rising. And meth crime is as persistent as the drug. Nicole Foster is the state prosecutor in Williams County.
I have yet to have a person who I have prosecuted for something involving methamphetamine, whether it be a theft of property or an assault where somebody's high, or an actual methamphetamine crime, where they have not gone back to methamphetamine.
Meth recovery can take 3 months of intensive residential treatment. That costs $30,000 in North Dakota, more than insurance companies and the state have been willing or able to pay. In the meantime, Sheriff Bushing watches meth use and crime rise.
I'm thinking my first meth bust was in like 1994, and it was a big deal. We've got patrol guys just on routine patrol taking down meth labs now. I think last year we had 110 or 111 of them here in northwest North Dakota. So that's, you know, figure it out, that's one every 3 days. And you know, we're not getting all of them.
Rural areas nationwide reported about 900 meth labs 6 years ago. Last year, 9,000 were reported. Sheriff Scott Bushing says 90% of crime now in Williams County, North Dakota, is somehow meth-related. Howard Berkus, NPR News.
There's more information about methamphetamine in rural places at npr.org.